you feel a creeping, shrinking sensation when you stand before the serpents in the zoo and see the slithery, gliding, venomous creatures with their deadly eyes and wicked, flattened faces? Well, that's how he impresses me. I have had to do with 50 murderers in my career, but none of them gave me the same feeling of revulsion. Heaven help the man, and still more the woman, whose secret and reputation come into the power of Milverton.
Charles Augustus Milverton by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Peter Vaughan as Charles Augustus Milverton and Pauline Jameson as the Duchess. Charles Augustus Milverton.
You're a beautiful creature, aren't you? Yes. Down you go. And now from one beautiful creature... Let me see. My dearest, you will, of course, have seen the announcements, but I could not rest until I had written you this personal note. How can I ever repay you for what you have done for me and for my husband?
Why are you reading this, Demeter?
The Duke is the happiest man on the planet. It has given him a sense of pride and self-respect, such as I thought he would never again enjoy.
I repeat, sir, I fail to see the relevance of this.
His heir is a fine, well-formed, healthy child, as I knew he would be. Do I need to continue? There is more specific content. No, I see that I do not.
How did you get that letter?
That is hardly the point, Your Grace.
Then pray come to the point, Mr. Milverton.
Oh, you disappoint me. How is your eminent husband? I hear that the Duke's health is failing.
That is no concern of yours.
Oh, but it is. I should hate to see him disturbed or shocked in any way at such a delicate time. His son is in excellent health, though, is he not? All England buzzes with word of his triumphs. Great things are promised. Great things.
You would not dare.
Pray do not insult me, Your Grace.
What do you want?
Ah, how very sensible of you. £10,000.
There was I, waiting at the turn, waiting at the turn, waiting at the turn. Well, apparently, let me in the line. You're only out, get me blind.
All at once, he sent me round a note. Here's the very note. We could have stayed till the end, Aggie.
I've got to get back.
Yeah, I know. Come on, then.
Harry.
What?
Come here.
I thought you... Aggie!
Harry Logan, sometimes I wonder about you. What are you going to be like after we're married?
After we're married, we'll have somewhere a bit more private, won't we?
Well, I certainly hope so. I don't fancy doing it in the street.
Aggie!
Good, Harry. What am I going to do with you? Come on. I really have got to get back. Hold me hand, at least.
All right.
Harry?
What?
You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Do what?
Leave me at the church.
Of course not.
Good. You may not...